A, to have them in our body of Christ, just a friendship and fellowship with them.
They're pretty solid.
The very first time in adult Sunday school, the very first time in charities. Better have my ducks in a row.
Not challenging in a good way, but yeah, it's like both very studious and intentional about what like everything is in there.
We've dined with them on a number of occasions.
You guys are rock stars.
We've shared about their heritage.
Becca?
I think it's Becca.
It's
George.
Nice to meet you both.
Yeah, I love it. It's beautiful.
Thanks for pouring into our people when we can't be here to pour into them ourselves.
Then you retired the raw journey.
Yeah,
God help us, literally. We don't have God's people.
Remember a week ago?
Yeah.
Let's
grab lunch.
Nice to meet you.
Feeling good?
Okay.
Tracy had four children, and we never had the one breaking the house.
That's
first.
She's number eight, and I'm like,
I just didn't want to let go.
You're just keeping the tradition, I guess.
Yeah.
There's a pot roast.
Yeah. Those are good pot roasts.
What a fun story.
Yeah.
What a fun story.
Health-wise, I'm good. Praise God. Somebody asked me that here recently. Said you don't, or if it was Keystone, said you don't seem to be suffering the seasons of age.
And I'm like,
prick in the neck, but nothing. I've had no major surgeries or anything like that.
You never have.
If I've broken a bone, it was maybe a small hairline fracture in a joint or something.
Well, do you get a checkup?
Yeah, every year I get a checkup.
Good.
They do blood work.
Colonoscopy.
I do. They have a Cologuard.
Oh, okay.
you know, they can tell, they take a stool sample, essentially, and they can tell everything that they're speaking. So, I've had one colonoscopy, and that was probably 10 or 15 years ago when I first turned 50. But then I've had Cologuard regularly ever since then.
Well, I guess I'm getting personal, but prostate?
They check that now with blood work.
Right.
They check my PSA.
Right.
Yeah, and so my PSA looks good.
My son, I don't know what happened, but his PSA, something was off, but I don't know if they corrected that or not, but he goes every year.
Yeah.
And then he had cancer on his back, and they removed that. But otherwise, he's in good
hands. Yeah, I mean, cancer is just one of those, you know, nasty little vermin that pops up.
Oh, yes.
You know, oh, didn't know I had that.
You know, I told my sister she'll have surgery Friday. Right. And I said, Rose, be very careful from that one, because one of those little cells could escape. She's never had a colonoscopy. And anyway, but OP, I pray for her because all the time.
I don't feel like I'm ever less tired than I
She said it's in the Lord's hands. But she's not,
doesn't know him.
And I went back to God's word. And
it's probably true.
Where is that located? Then Jesus said, "You'll call me Lord, Lord."
Yeah, Matthew chapter 7.
Okay.
Yep. Hard for me for whatever you need.
Yes. And so I talked to Rose. I said, "Rose, just listen to this." And she said, "I don't want to hear that." And then I talked to her last night, or yesterday evening, and I said, "Rose, you know, whenever something happens to us, we know the Lord's going to carry us through." But I said, "It's the Lord Jesus, Rose." And she said, "Don't start preaching to me." Well, I just went to the Lord right then. And I asked the Lord to let me not say anything else to her, just be her sister.
Yep. Showing her respect for you.
Yes, because she knows me. And I just tell
her. Yeah. Well, she's blessed to have a sister who cares that much.
And all my brothers, I have two brothers.
Yep. Yeah.
Thank you for listening.
Absolutely. Good to see you. There you go, get my cowbell.
Yes.
Break up your fellowship, but if you're not a member, if you please step out.
No, it's a family meeting. We're having a...
Yeah, come on over. Right there.
We do not intend this to be a long, drawn-out meeting.
Keith and I think, well, we should err on the side of being too generous and on the side of being too cautious. There's numerous passages that call us to share with those in need, and in fact, the evidence of true love for God is seen in loving the brother in front of us. One example is 1 John 3:16-18. Says, by this we know love, that he's laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and truth. So to be specific, the Wagners have rent due by the 5th, so next Sunday is the 3rd, so we'll bring it up today because we've got a whole week. 5th of $1,400. Their electricity is roughly $250. Their gas for the house is roughly $250, and their insurance is roughly $50. If you add all that up, that's $1,850. In our benevolence fund, we have, these are rough numbers, $1,100. So we're asking that you would consider, based on your needs, you all have needs outside of others, so you know, based on your needs, if you have to consider giving to the benevolence fund so we could support the middle place. From those benevolent funds, as we said, we then pay for bills. We wouldn't just give them a check for that amount. So just to recap, you see that Aziza's not here. That's not because she's been asked to leave, but rather she's chosen not to be a part of the fellowship, so we'd ask that you be praying for her and that she'd want to return, that you would consider how can we maybe bless her and the baby Olivia. She had a registry, so I think the women know about that. If you're like, okay, what does she want specifically, or no babies and diapers. You can give those to Michael here at the church. If Aziza does return, I would encourage you to say, great to see you again. I don't think it'd be helpful to say, I thought you said you weren't coming back. Don't need to say that. Just say, it's great to see you again, and move on. In regards to finances, we're asking that you would consider contributing to the Benevolence Fund as well, that you pray that Michael would not just have odd jobs, but he'd get full-time employment, that we'd have wisdom how to help them. And again, we don't want to just give money. How can we actually help them so long-term they're able to live in a way that honors God financially and just continue to pray for the family in general? So any questions or comments? Well, I'll have to say one more thing. So if you want to give next Sunday, you can write on the envelope or another envelope, benevolence, and we'll know what it goes to. If you just give money and you don't say what it's going to, it just goes to the general fund. So we need to do all the things we suggested, $750. So we, each of us, decide and we only give $60, well, then that's all we can give. So you can somewhat vote with your money or not vote with your money. So we're not necessarily taking a vote or a resolution, but we're open to questions or feedback.
I don't remember. I think.
Yes.
Okay. Well, our goal is to love them. Hopefully. We just want you all to know where they are. Like, why aren't I having a shower for Aziza? What's going on? Just wanted to be clear on that. Keep your voice.
Father, oftentimes things are not very black and white in our world, and we don't know where to go. And we turn to you, we turn to your word, and we are grateful for the guidance that you have provided us and pray that you would continue to give us wisdom in hard areas. And I pray that we would continue to uphold your word, the truth, with grace, and that we would continue to love one another well. We thank you for how you have assembled the body and pray that you would be, your glory would continue to shine here on the body of Ethan Travis. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. We're not talking about this Friday when you guys are here. We would like to gift you guys because you guys have had a number of financial burdens lately. And If I just give you a pile of cash, sometimes it would be easier if it's in an account to distribute it out. So would you prefer a check or would you prefer Venmo?
If I was just to hand it to you, you wouldn't slap it out of my hand, would you?
Probably not.
Okay. And what you do is what you do with it is out of my hands as well. Okay. So, which is more convenient, Venmo or a check?
Okay. Huh? Just try it. Or kick him in the shin stuff.
I'll have to talk to him.
I got one.
Do with it as you suggest. And if you want to turn around and look for other blessings.
God has provided
this so far. And we know what it's like to be second lieutenant on flight pay. Or was it until we started playing? I forget. Anyway, but I mean, so when you have the financial outlay of having to go to the market,
the hotels.
The medicines or whatever that you go. I guess I'm a guy, I know that. But, you know, like I said, don't let your left hand know what your right hand's doing, okay? We talked about that Wednesday night. But, you know, okay, I give it through the church and you go, part of... Part of God's blessings is to be able to turn around and thank Him. To be able to thank the person, you know, to that He gets glory. He gets glory that way.
you all have a pump to pay for.
We have a what?
Pumps, leg pumps.
Pump, yeah, no.
Yeah.
Girl, you know, God has been like, we are. We talked yesterday in ministry. All our money's electronic now. You know, does anybody have an investment they can go, yeah, here's my Picasso that's worth $10 million. But nobody's got that anymore. You go, I've got that much money. And
adults, digits on the screen.
China could go poof like that, and you go, it's gone. In which case, it's gone. And I have a greater hope than my digits on the screen. But right now, my digits on the screen, God's been supremely gracious to us. And we know what it's like to be sitting where you guys are sitting. So,
well, thank you.
And go out to eat. Then, you know, try that. Be great. Grab the other table and chairs, get them out of the way so we can.
This one?
Nope, that one.
Oh, okay.
You can go. Nope, you can go. No, I got Noah here.
I don't even know what's there.
Stop pulling up chairs. They need to go right back there.
For Saturday?
Nope.
For what?
For tonight.
Oh, yeah.
For your boss, every Saturday.
I love it.
Thank you. Maybe 2 weeks. But now to do with Esther than Jester. It is shorter. Shorter than Roman.
Shorter than John?
Yep.
Shorter than Psalm?
No.
Oh, it's not.
Or, yeah, no, it's way shorter than that. Yeah. How are you?
I'll have the ears off. But I'll leave it off because Tracy said it was really cold last week, so if she wants to turn on, she can turn it on.
So I heard some leaking.
About
10 minutes ago. So if this has a pan reservoir and that reservoir leaks into a drain, we should see a puddle unless this leak becomes stronger.
Yeah.
It didn't sound like it just turned off.
The fact that we sealed that thing was stupid. You know that there's not like a door out here to access the... What were we thinking? And maybe if we had somebody who's like Lynn, who goes, oh yeah, we can do this, this, and this, put a door like through here to...
That would be better.
And we'll pay him to do that.
Some family you just endure, you know, because they're annoying.
Like me, Eddie just endures
me. Oh, not true.
I wasn't made one yet. So.
I'm your favorite, though.
But there are certain family members, like, I'm glad I'm part of it.
Usual is our guy in the lane. I think the
lane is
another one. Wow.
They're not on, but it's set up. It's not Bluetooth. We're going to have to get the...
That's okay, but am I going to know how to do it?
Yeah. And plug it in the computer and you plug it in to the projector.
But then I have to figure out what to do on my computer to make it talk to it. You're assuming I know these things. I think that's really a lot of work for me to show one picture, really.
But they won't know that. As long as you're gone.
I assumed it was Bluetooth.
Yeah, I just don't know that it's worth the effort so much. What should I do with it when I'm done?
You're
lying.
So hard.
I'm not lying. I think they'll...
I'll show you how to have it set.
Okay.
You may find it even easier than that. Take care of it for you.
I have a friend that said they might just trim that off, but I don't know. I just can't imagine him being able to work with it.
I mean, you're going to have to keep it covered.
It's weird.
It's still feeling like it's still good. All right. Four times more.
Yalla yalla, as they say in Arabic.
When I walk.
Welcome to Chuuk.
When I, yeah.
Actually, this is a nice
bench. Man, you,
both mine and David's guitar.
Sorry.
Normally it's out of it's out of tune like this. It was like wow.
Mama,
and,
can we
and Emma, Emma being the guru that she is, she goes, holy cow, the piano. She recognized that the piano's out of tune and needs to be tuned. But she goes from last week to this week. She goes, it was like whoa.
Wow, weird.
Yeah.
Did I tell you about getting my piano tuned and a few weeks?